Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. The Allie Mack attack is back, and she'll be doing a rookie report. Just one second. We're also, in 5 minutes or so, going to get into an interesting conversation about college football and the NFL draft and what it takes to actually get to that level. And some of the things that we think are red flags in this new era of college football, not red flags anymore. It's just going away, and we'll have that conversation coming up in a minute. We also, like we talked about, we'll have Dyson Daniels coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I just want to know, dude, like, what's the hand-eye drill look like? You know what I mean? Where can I get in on that? My son's 4.5. It's time to start the drills. You know what I mean? Start hitting off a tee in the backyard, getting that swing, in the swing right. I've also semi-forced my kid to be left-handed. Semi.
What?
You know what I mean? He was interested in being left-handed. And so he has this freckle on his wrist, and I was just straight up like, hey, next time you do something, you do it with the freckle hand. Straight up. And now, like, we're playing catch in the backyard, and he'll just be like, nope, there it is. All right, let me throw it. Ah, and just throws a ball. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, there he is.
So are you basically training him to be ambidextrous? Is his dominant hand his right hand?
So, like, here's the thing. He used to throw things with his left hand, but he would write in color. I'm sorry, he used to throw things with his right hand. He would write in color with his left hand. And I would be like, all right, dude.
So
like
he might be naturally ambidextrous.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, man. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be left-handed. Check this out. It's going to be the best thing I ever did for you.
Well, and sometimes you got to watch that, because that happened to my sister. She's ambidextrous because she took tennis lessons, and it basically was she's an itty-bitty little girl, and it's like, put the tennis racket in your right hand when she's left-handed.
Yeah.
So she learned that way.
You know what was the craziest thing? And I can't wait to hear your rookie report, but one of the craziest things I've had to do was find a pair of left-handed kid scissors.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
an odd item.
You don't even think about that. But he's like, you know, he's trying to cut with scissors and is like, ugh. Like, either way, it's like so awkward. But
bet Ned Flanders had him.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll get to some of the college football NFL stuff coming up here in a minute. But Allie, take it away. I'm so curious how your first week has been.
My first week has been amazing, but I have observed quite a bit around here. So I've got a few statements. Feel free to comment on my observations I have taken down here at 92.9 The Game. Up first, this is just a general statement for all the homegrowns. We Atlantans are maybe just a little too overprotective of Outkast.
Yeah, a little bit. Slightly. Felt like an outsider.
Yeah, your top five Tuesday list. I mean, there was just an attack on Twitter for you, Mike, and I'm so sorry that Atlantans came for you that way.
Yeah. I included ATL.
No, absolutely not. Because we're not too protective of Outkast, Allie. I disagree slightly. I think what it is we, if you're going to do a list of the best songs, we want to hear deep cuts. True fans don't take the top 40.
Well, I think what Bo's trying to say is when I did the list, I gave you the,
The fan list.
No, what's the TripAdvisor? Is that what it's called? The website where you get the tourist info when you're going to a town? You're like, what's the best place to eat? And they give you the tourist trap.
Yes.
Like, Voda wants a tourist trap. You know what I mean? He wanted what the locals know about the cuisine. That's fine. Hey, live and learn for me. I learned a lesson on that one.
Yeah, well, listen to more Outkasts.
Another thing I picked up on this week, if you need a ride to the airport, Mike is going to be a great friend, a good buddy. He will take you as far as the next MARTA station. That is as far as you're going.
Dude, 1,000%. 1,000% at the top of my rules. Why am I getting into traffic that you only have to go one way? Why am I getting stuck in traffic on the way home? Yeah, I'll drop Doraville, North Springs. Like, let me get you that spot, Lindbergh. Well, like, I know the whole map. I will drop you off wherever you need to go. But when we get close to the downtown connector, Bo, you're riding the MARTA the rest of the freaking way.
That's the problem. That's part of it. Like, you know that, hey, I'm being a good friend because I'm going to get some payback. But if you drop someone off halfway there, you're only going to get half of a favor back from them. I mean, come on, dude.
Another observation I had on my first week in my rookie report is that, Bo, if you needed to choose another profession, I believe you could take on defusing bombs because considering how well you are handling Pork Chop and you MacGyvered, was it the Bariza the other day?
Yeah, the
you
two
had
picks.
Little time to spare and you handled it under pressure.
You know what? I appreciate that. I just had to go do some more work on that, by the way.
It was either he could defuse bombs or Ding. he could also do hors d'oeuvres at like a wedding. You know what I mean? Just stick the toothpicks in whatever you need to.
The bedside manner Bo would have with handing out hors d'oeuvres. Do you want it or not?
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh. Are you going to take the thing or not? Come on.
All right. Another observation funny. I have is, Bo, this could relate to you as well. I just haven't seen you here. You're remote right now. But Mike can predict exactly what Abe Gordon's response to anything is going to be.
Yeah. It's simple. It's going to be that Abe could do it, and it would be simple. That's what his response to everything is. Abe, what do you think? I don't know. If I was doing it, I'd be done in 2 minutes. Like, you just take it from there.
Allie, wait till you get, when somebody says something and you know the Abe face is coming where he has this half smile and an eye roll, and you just know that some smart-ass comment's about to fall out of his mouth. I mean, it's amazing. And look, don't think we're picking on Abe.
No, I love Abe.
We love him and we know him so well.
He's the most interesting guy in Atlanta.
But he's also, like, y'all think that I'm easy to read or, like, predictable? When you know Abe, it's the most predictable thing in the world.
That's a good call.
Debates on the show often end up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
After the show, like Mike and Bo the other day when I was doing, what's it called? Which One Wednesday?
Yes.
And I asked you, like, what would Bo do with 10,000 bees if he had unlimited access in Home Depot? Apparently, you guys chose violence, and Bo Johnson had a major issue with that.
Soon
as we walked out of the studio.
Bo Johnson was hot with us about this.
Let me guess, he's a beekeeper.
No, well, essentially. He's like, dude, bees are the key to life. How could you kill 10,000 bees? It's like, that's not like part of the equation, dude. It's like, he's also, if you're in that situation, if you get stung by 10,000 bees, you probably die. So it's like kind of a do or die situation.
Yeah.
No, just get the queen, wipe the queen away, let the other ones continue to pollinate. I'm like,
well,
all right.
Don't they all die if the queen dies, or is that just ants?
Sounds like a Saints fan.
Here's the problem for me when people go that way. We are all the key to life. We're all one giant ecosystem, but we have to be regulated. You get too much of one thing or too little of one thing, and it's bad.
You chose such a deeper route on that than I would have. I'm just straight up like, dude, it was Which One Wednesday.
Yeah,
you know, it's 10,000 bees. You're gonna die. Like, it's all
I'm
good.
I'm allergic to bee stings, dog. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna burn them to hell.
Have you not seen My Girl, Bo Johnson? Come on, Thomas J.
Whoa.
She went on to a great role in Veep.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, the girl from My Girl, Anna Chumsley or whatever her name is. She was great in that TV show Veep on HBO.
Wow, I don't think I ever put that together.
She's popped up in a lot of things.
Of course, it's been a solid 30 years since I've seen My Girl. But,
What child needs to ever watch that again?
Yeah, yeah,
why
no
did
thanks.
They do that?
Yeah, what
no
a
thanks.
Dramatic movie. Maybe that's what started Macaulay Culkin's downslide.
All right, final observation I have for my rookie report. First week here at 92.9 The Game. So the eighth wonder of the world is right here at Colony Square. When you enter the parking deck, your windows fog up.
Nobody
can explain it or how to handle the situation.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know how sometimes you get a headache because it's seasonal? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, man, the pressure outside, I don't know what it is. Like, the temperature's changing rapidly. Like, that's exactly what happens to your windshield. You're like, it's just too much.
Allie, Mike couldn't understand when we first started the show why I always came in with my windows down.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah. Very fair point.
I did take Dylan's advice this morning. I had the defogger ready to go as soon as I was coming in. I feel like it helped a little bit.
Do not take Dylan's advice on car care. I would just throw that out there.
That was an unnecessary shot, see? Unnecessary shot. We could have just kept it pushing without that.
Maybe you can use his defogger advice, but definitely don't ask him how to handle a traffic accident because he will give you the worst advice possible. Just give me a call. We'll connect later on that. No need for a police report.
Might have something about that in Fair or Foul Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome, man. Allie's going to host Fair or Foul Friday coming up at 7:40. Good job. Happy to have you, Allie. So happy that you're part of the crew. And it's been a good first week, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Like I said, the reviews are so solid.
Cool.
My wife's like, isn't Allie just a breath of fresh air? I'm like, yeah, she really is. She really, really is in the mornings. We are happy to have her. All right, so I want to get into this.
Can we get this once a week for the first year? Rookie report?
Rookie report, absolutely. I will make a rookie report every week.
A weekly summation of the morning shift.
After a year, we'll just call it Allie's weekly report or something like that. But for right now, it's the rookie report because, welcome to the shift, rookie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a good week. I do want to get in a little bit, guys. We want to talk about this report, and I think this was brought up. I don't remember who put out this tweet yesterday that you guys were sending along, but it was very interesting about, and we're talking about, the guys that are going early in the draft, how many times and how many different schools they are playing for. And I think it's interesting to look at, and I kind of brought this up yesterday as we're talking about, how many people have transferred inside of college football. And before the last few years, it was zero at the top of the draft when you talked about first overall picks. And it goes back to a conversation, in my opinion, that we were all having about Cam Ward. I think a lot of people forgot about this, after the bowl season in December and early January, of the conversations around Cam Ward. And Cam Ward opts out of his bowl game at halftime. He opted out of his bowl game at halftime. And a lot of people were like, NFL teams don't like that. They want guys that are willing to compete, come in. You're not being a good teammate, whatever else. Well, the summation of it is nobody was talking about that during the draft. Like zero people even considered the fact that Cam Ward opted out of his bowl game at halftime. And so I think the stuff is interesting when you look at it. Cam Ward goes number one in the 2025 NFL draft. That's been a trend here recently. Other guys that have transferred, obviously Caleb Williams went from Oklahoma to USC. Joe Burrow, Ohio State to LSU. Kyler Murray back in 2019, remember he was a transfer as well. And then Baker Mayfield, who went from Texas Tech to Oklahoma. They were all transfer quarterbacks. But before that, guys, Jeff George in 1990. And I remember Troy Aikman going from Oklahoma to, I think it was UCLA back in 1989. So I guess the thought process here, Bo, is that what once we thought mattered a lot more doesn't even seem to be an afterthought in this day and age in the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's also easier because of how they don't have to wait anymore, and it used to kind of hamper them. But I think with some of these guys, it's not running from competition. It's going to a better situation to compete at maybe a higher level or for a team that you have a chance to win a title from. So it's not as frowned upon. But where it's frowned upon is when guys don't want to compete and then they go. But it's really helped some of these guys put themselves on the map. I mean, Cam Ward transferred three times, if I'm not mistaken. Because he went to Washington State, right?
Yeah, where was he for? Was it Incarnate Word or something like that?
Yeah, it was a smaller school for sure, Mike.
Yeah.
But he kind of made a name for himself, and then they were like, hey, go chase a championship at the University of Miami. Come here. And it was University of the Incarnate Word. It was a good call, Mike. And it kind of made him – so it kind of was a progression for him.
Yeah.
But, I thought Caleb Williams would be the one that would be weird because he was just, but because it just kind of felt weird. But he was following a coach, and look at him; it helped him too. I just don't know. I think the Florida State thing for what you talked about with the players, where they decided to just opt out of stuff.
Yeah, the Orange
that
Bowl.
One was the tipping point for me because when you didn't see it hurt some of those guys,
yeah.
I don't think it could hurt anybody. After
yeah,
that.
Jared Verse, Braden Fisk, like all these conversations around all these players getting out. And on the flip side of that, we talked just yesterday about Jordan Travis not being able to continue his football career. Not that it happened in a bowl game, but we've seen that happen in bowl games, right?
Let me ask you guys this. How can you criticize a player for opting out of a bowl game when we see them opt out of workouts? and you know, for NFL interviews, essentially.
Well,
so how can you say, well, that's not, you know, that shouldn't hurt you, but playing in a bowl game that's meaningless should.
I didn't necessarily think it would hurt Cam Ward, but I was critical of him doing this at halftime, and there's a number of reasons why. First and foremost, I think that has to go away. I think the whole thing, hopefully when contracts come around with the NIL, I think that has to go away. And here's why. There are other people on that roster that also want to get drafted, right, and are trying to help their draft stock. So if you're a wide receiver and your quarterback is the number one draft pick, like, hey, dude, how about you stay in and throw me the ball? I'd like my numbers to be pretty good as well, and I think there's a lot of conversation that needs to surround that. I understand why Cam Ward does. I'm not saying Cam Ward was wrong for doing it, but there's also this thing, like, why halftime? Like, why play at all? And I think that that's another conversation. Like I said, I hated when Caleb Williams, there was talk about Caleb Williams opting out of the second half of the season 2 years ago. I was like, dude, like, you have to at least at some point think about your teammates.
And that was never what Caleb Williams was going to do. That was somebody clout chasing, or a guy clout chasing on TV. Can I ask you real quick, though, would you have had less a problem with the way the Cam Ward thing went down had Miami been up front with it to begin with?
Yes. And I know that there's, like, you know, game plan and stuff that goes along with it. But at this point, are you trying to win the game? Like, if you're taking out Cam Ward at halftime, does it even matter if you're winning, or is it just an exhibition at that point? Like, that's my problem with it. And I would, if they're just up front, like, here's the game plan and we want to eventually get to the other quarterback and everything else, okay, fine. But, you know, obviously that, you know, that Carson Beck's there for a reason, and they went out in the portal and got another quarterback anyway. So, it's funny, man, because it was all this conversation, all the rage 4 or 5 months ago, and it's not even been mentioned here recently. Some numbers real quick from Cole Kulick before we go to break. 18 transfers in 2019. In 2020 and 2021, that jumps up to 24. How about 78 transfers drafted in 2024 and 93 in 2025? Our buddy Rusty Mansell says that will double in the next 2 years, the amount of people that are transferring. It has to. Everybody's transferring these days and trying to get that bag. Don't blame them, but it is what it is. A lot of Atlanta Falcons conversation on the other side. How the Atlanta Falcons can create more explosives by doing the same things they did a year ago.